I am Hilda Turner. This is the interview with Helen Wolf for the Arkansas Extension Homemakers Council Oral History Program. This is being done on April 5, 2012 at 628 Parks Road in Scranton, Arkansas in Logan County. The audio recordings and transcript of this interview will be donated to the David and Barbara Pryor Center for Arkansas Oral and Visual History at the University of Arkansas. The recording, transcript, and any other related materials will be deposited and preserved forever in the Special Collections Department, University of Arkansas Libraries, Fayetteville, and the copyright will belong solely to the University of Arkansas. Are you willing to give the Pryor Center permission to make the audio file and transcript available to others?
Yes, I'd be glad to.
First, I would like for you to say your complete legal name.
Helen Josephine Wolf.
And now would you spell that for me, please?
Helen, H-E-L-E-N, Josephine, J-O-S-E-P-H-I-N-E-W-O-L-F.
Thank you. Tell me the city and the county in which you presently reside.
Scranton, Logan County, Arkansas.
Thank you. Helen Wolf, this is going to be a very informal interview. I want you to share your memories of your involvement with the Extension Homemakers Program, the good times and the challenges. What has been your association with the Extension Homemaker Program? I would like for you to tell me a little bit about your association with the Extension Homemaker Program, and tell me, how long have you been associated with this program?
66 years? No.
46 years. You and the first, you joined in the year 1966.
Yes,
you joined in 1966. So that makes it a total of 46 years that you have been. What was your first club that you joined?
Well, it was called the Prairie View Extension Club.
And you're still a member of that today. So have you ever been affiliated with any other Extension Homemaker Club?
No, I've always lived here in Prairie View.
And so this is your home club for 46 years.
Yes.
Can you tell me anything about your very first club meeting? Do you remember the first time that you went to this club meeting?
Yes, I was thrilled because I already knew the members and I wanted to join them, and I liked them very much, and it made me happy to be there.
And why did you join? What happened in your life that caused you to join the Extension Homemaker Club at that particular time?
Because my mother belonged to it before I did, and I visited with her a few times while she was going, and I always wanted to belong.
And prior to that, were you working, or why did you not join until that time?
I stayed at home because I had 10 children to raise.
And so then you went to join, and how old was your youngest child, or why did you choose that particular time to join?
Because my youngest one started to school, first grade. That I didn't want to go while they were still at home and they have to go with me. And the first day she was in school, the last of my children, I joined the club.
Can you describe for me what you did at the beginning, or what your meetings, what type of meetings did you have when you first joined the club?
Well, we had business meetings like we have now from the Extension Homemakers deal in Fayetteville, but we also quilted a lot. We would quilt all day, and we raised the money to pay towards our clubhouse.
So tell me about the clubhouse. The Prairie View Extension Homemakers has its own house, right?
Yes.
And how did you acquire that? What?
Well, it was a home that someone was through with, and we moved it onto this property, which belongs to the Methodist Church. It's still on their property, and they've been nice enough to help us in a lot of ways.
So, actually, Prairie View Extension Homemakers and Methodist Church share a house.
Yes.
And you have that for your meetings.
Yes.
How did you manage to furnish that house and maintain it?
I don't remember how we originally paid for it, but it probably wasn't too much. But we maintained it ourselves, of course.
We want you to.
Okay.
So your house was donated. We started back after a pause. We had to pause for the telephone ringing. So now we're going again. We were talking about the house and your quilting to earn money to help maintain. Did you quilt quilts for other people?
Or yes, for other were people.
You? Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So you had a quilting and you quilted all day.
Yes.
And earned money.
Yeah.
To help maintain this house.
That's right.
That is an interesting part. Why have you continued your membership with this group for the last 46 years?
I enjoy the meetings very much, the people that belong to it, and I just enjoy it, always have.
And do you have any special memories of members who were there when you joined the club 46 years ago?
Oh, yes, I knew them personally. They had just retired, four of them, as teachers, at the time I joined the club. But there were others that belonged, too. We had a nice size little club. We had enough to go around and quilt, you know, quilt.
So quilting was really a major part of your extension homemaker.
Yes.
What other activities did you have?
Well, I don't know. I guess we exchanged recipes and things. If anyone knew something new, they might have showed us. I don't know, a new way to make a dress or just anything.
That's good.
Electricity.
What about when electricity was introduced into this community? Did the extension homemakers play a role in that?
They certainly did. They showed us how to use. What are the things that we cook in?
Pressure cookers.
Showed us how to use the pressure cookers and to use an electric iron and just anything, any new appliance, you know, because we weren't used to any of the new appliances, the electrical appliances.
That's good.
Yeah.
Were
iron.
You
at...
Iron.
What? Iron.
She...
Okay.
Have you been involved in holding office or in committees or any special responsibilities?
Not any that amounted to very much.
But you all... But you have participated in all the meetings, the county council meetings.
And we voted on everything. I always voted, you know, but I didn't really take part otherwise.
Any state meetings? Have you ever attended any of the state council meetings?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
I can't remember right now.
Can you think or tell me, in summary, how Extension Homemakers has touched your life? Any impact that it may have made on your life and you and your family?
Well, I guess it's gotten me interested in a lot of things I wouldn't have been interested in before that we discuss on those programs, you know, and so forth. And I enjoyed going to all of our local meetings as well as our county meetings. I like to go to those. I don't know.
The meetings have, at one time, it was called Home Demonstration Club.
Yeah.
And now it is Extension Homemakers Club. There has been an evolvement from demonstrations and doing to more educational programs involving other topics. What do you see as some of the major changes along that?
Well, we've always had someone to take these programs on and describe them, you know, at our meetings to the rest of us. That's part of our program, you know, to use the programs we get from FEBA, from the Extension Office.
And so are there any other changes that you have experienced in Extension Homemakers organization?
I don't know. If so, we've done this. We've made the changes slowly. I don't remember.
And can you tell me what Extension Homemakers has taught you about people?
I don't know, but all I know is I've enjoyed every one of the meetings and the people I've met there that I wouldn't have associated with otherwise. You know, it was just they weren't my closest neighbors or anything. I don't know. All I know is I enjoyed them all.
It's a diverse group of people, and they're all nice.
That's right.
Are there any other memories or experiences that you would like to share with us?
I don't know of anything.
Are there any particular memories you have? You mentioned that your mother was a member of EHC.
She taught basketry once that I think had to do with the club. She could make baskets,
uh-huh.
Split baskets from, she could take a small white oak tree and cut it down herself and split it open and make these little, and keep on till she had these nice little thin strips and then weave baskets with it. I think I have one over there on that deal over there that she made. She taught that once.
Pine needles.
You also mentioned earlier to me that your mother helped make or learned to make mattresses.
Oh, yes.
Could you tell us about that?
Well, I wasn't there when she made them, but she brought two of them home, and we loved them. They were excellent. They were just made perfect. They had plenty of filling in them, you know, and they were made real nice. And I still have the needles that she used to make them with.
Are there any other comments that you would like to make about Extension Homemakers?
I can't think right now.
Would you mind to tell us how old you are?
I'm 96.
You are 96, and you remember when your mother was an Extension Homemaker, and it was a part of your life when you were growing up, and then it became a major part of your life later on.
That's right.
We thank you for all your contributions to Extension Homemakers, and thank you for sharing your time and memories with us today.